Hollywood legend, famous even among the famous, began life as plain or not so plain Norma Jean Baker, already at 16, something of a stunner. She was soon spotted by a photographer who gave her name to a model agency. Norma Jean was in the fast lane to the cinema. Some acting lessons, a few small parts in B-movie films, and within no time at all, Marilyn Monroe, as she had now been named, was mixing it with the Hollywood greats. Her first big break came alongside Jane Russell in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. It was enough of a success for her to join the stars whose handprints are set in concrete on Sunset Boulevard. In 1954, at the age of 27, Marilyn married another all-American superstar, the baseball player Joe DiMaggio. It seemed a perfect match. He came from a large family. Here, it seemed, was the security she'd lacked as a child. But it wasn't to be. By now, Marilyn Monroe was a prisoner of her public. In Korea, entertaining the troops, one song in particular seemed to say it all.
While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy. But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy.
In fact, her heart now belonged to the playwright Arthur Miller. The intellectual and the showgirl was how the press were putting it.
July 13th, I'm going to England.
Yes?
Yes, and I'll be making the sleeping print with Olivier.
Mm-hmm. Marilyn was now at the height of her fame. She had traveled the road from a lonely, obscure teenager to a glamorous, self-assured celebrity, and all in the space of less than 10 years. But the price she had paid was enormous. She now had friends in the very highest places. In America, she was dating the President of the United States and his brother Bobby, the Attorney General. She was feted by writers, artists, playwrights, as well as the world of entertainment. Behind all the adulation, though, something a good deal more sinister was developing in her life. It was the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. The political atmosphere was almost as intense as the public pressure on the stars. The FBI were convinced Marilyn was mixing with known communists. They opened a file on her as a possible subversive. Then, suddenly, in August 1962, she died, apparently from an overdose of barbiturates. From the day of her funeral onward, there were many unanswered questions. It was ironic that for someone who lived in the glare of publicity, her death should have taken place in such shadowy circumstances. Was it murder, accident, or suicide? No one really knows. But whatever the answer to that, there's no doubt that Marilyn Monroe was a Hollywood giant who gave delight to millions during her short, glamorous life. If she was a victim, if anyone is to take the blame for her death, then the one certain candidate is fame itself.